B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, March 21st, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll play a brand new game Joe's come up with called The Better Bargain. That's ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint XP. But we start today by asking you a simple question. Do you play games because they win awards? Every year, a full host of movies comes out that are made purely with the intention of winning an Oscar. And we gotta ask, will we ever reach that point with video games? Joining me to help break down this important discussion is the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
Norris Howard.
What up, Joe?
And Joe Sloan.
Thank you for not using the other drop, you jerk.
Yeah, thought about it.
Thank you, Bubsy.
Oh, there it is.
This was something that was, definitely spurred on by the award season that passed over the last year.
God of War won Game of the Year for what feels like 3 years now.
It does. It feels like, hey, do we give away game awards? There you go. Just give it to God of War.
Yeah.
And playing through it and beating it, it's a very 100% amazing,
earned
holistic
it.
Experience. Mm-hmm. It earned it.
Yeah.
But I thought about the comparison of looking at God of War, looking at Red Dead 2, which is another game that, you know, super, super duper large budget, very well received. And you think about Oscar season and the concept of Oscar bait, where you have a certain film, like I think of that film Boyhood, that they took like 10 years to make because it was following one family through.
Right. Yeah.
Or Green Book, which came out over the previous year, which won a bunch of stuff. Best Picture.
Sure.
And the concept that, will games ever get to that point?
I think it's an interesting question to ask, mostly because I think you got two things at play here. I think that, you know, like the Oscars can be a huge motivating factor for someone going to go see a movie. It's nominated for an Oscar, or won an Oscar. You know, you can drive revenue for your movie by earning one of those accolades. And I just don't think that there's anything, any award that you can put on a game that makes me as a consumer go, oh yeah, that's definitely a must buy now.
Right. I mean, like currently, no. It's something where we'd have to see some of these different awards shows for games like continue to build, you know, in prestige.
We also need judge games differently than we judge movies, right? Like I feel like if a game's winning something at the Game Awards, if it's worth playing, then is it bait, really?
It's not that I call it bait. I think that maybe not right now, but in the very near future, we will get to a point where there's going to be some award show somewhere or some conference or something that people will say, if you win this, it's the most legitimate.
Well, I think to be able to get there, you need to earn year over year clout with your audience, like the game, let's call it the gaming populace, right? Yeah. So, you know, you do that and you build your credibility. And, you know, the Game Awards really didn't start from a very strong place, right?
No.
They've built themselves into a pretty good show. And I think
I'd say they are the most respectable now.
Right. But, they started on Spike TV. They have a lineage that kind of traces itself back to, you know, really not the best origin.
But let's say if you have 5 to 10 years of consistent, really great production, really great shows, it's getting better every year.
Yeah, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I get it. Could the Game Awards end up getting there? I question that because, you know, we do have things like, CES and E3 and kind of longstanding traditions that even when you win best in show out on those kind of show floors, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a talking point for a week or two, but I don't think that that necessarily moves units. And I think especially when you start looking at the models that are working for game companies right now, they're very immediate, right? Like the stuff that's making the most money is not, you know, is not what you would consider up for an award. It's very kind of popcorn consumable. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about that kind of incorporates the more artful elements of gaming, I just don't know that an award can carry that much weight to make it become more marketable or more consumable than the gaming populace.
But I think you hit on something that was really important, is that you were talking about how quote unquote Oscar bait movies also use that as a motive or a way to drive revenue. And I think if you had the gaming industry get behind one show,
right,
and everybody threw their collective might behind that one show and their dollars to say, to uplift it and say, this is the best of the best, and everybody wins, and whoever wins it sees a marketed uptick in their sales if you win Game of the Year.
Well,
I think that changes the conversation.
It very well might, but I think also in 2019 that winning an Oscar doesn't carry as much weight as it used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is like in the 90s, I feel like it meant more to win an Oscar than it did now. And like, I can't imagine a new movie awards coming onto the scene and growing to those heights. And I really don't know that
well,
I can imagine.
I disagree with that, because you can't tell me that if Black Panther wouldn't have won an Oscar for Best Picture, that people wouldn't have made a ginormous deal out of that. Oscars still mean a lot to a lot of people.
I think
mostly to those winning them.
I think it means a lot symbolically, but I don't think that. And I say this as someone who goes and sees movies regularly. A movie being nominated or up for an Oscar has not motivated me to see a movie in a very, very long time. Here's the difference, though. If it was shown well at Cannes, that does make a difference to me, right? So
yeah.
I think that there is a shifting dynamic. There is stuff that does carry clout, right? Like something comes out in the Criterion Collection, I'm going to look at that way differently than if it's, you know, and not to say that Netflix doesn't put out great stuff, but if it's just kind of put out by Netflix.
Well, that's the thing, too, is you do. So much of the corruption behind these major award shows is exposed and known about now, whereas maybe in the 90s it wasn't. So, like, I mean,
well, it's definitely much more of a talking point for sure.
But the amount of like bribery that goes into these sorts of things, and why there are movies that are made specifically to try to win an Oscar, people, like, now that some more people know that, I feel like it's lost a lot of its clout because of it.
Yeah, you may very well be right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Do you think that games could get to a point where they're made solely to win awards? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, Joe's cooked up a brand new game he's calling the Better Bargain.
I had to go on eBay all day today.
Ugh. We'll learn how to play next ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. We love games here on Checkpoint XP Daily, and this week Joe's got a brand new one for us. He's been on eBay most of the day. Why, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
He's been putting together a brand new game called The Better Bargain. So, Joe, take it away.
All right, so this is not Name That Price. I am not going to give you an item and expect you guys to tell me how much it costs.
Oh, good.
Instead,
I seem to be very bad at that game because I only guess $150 and it's never $150.
Well, and now I'm purposely picking things that aren't $150. So anyway, I'm going to give you guys two items that have sold on eBay. These are things that have actually
sold. Someone actually spent money on them.
People have bought these things.
And you have to tell me which one sold for more money.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty simple, right?
All right. Ask us what type of person bought them, because that's going into some scary territory.
Yeah, and I don't know. It doesn't list that. All right, so first up, 7 Pokemon games, including Red, Blue, Green, Yellow, Gold, Silver, and Crystal, all Japanese versions with boxes and manuals. That's the first item.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Versus a Clash of Heroes account with TH12, whatever that means, and level 186 with max defense. One of those sold for more.
Clash of Heroes account.
Okay, we have a vote for the Clash of Heroes account.
Knowing what I know about Pokemon fanatics, I'm going to say the Pokemon game.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more inclined to go Pokemon.
Okay, the Pokemon game sold for
$156. Oh, nope. We lost.
Yikes. The Clash of Heroes account sold for $390.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't think of how potent the drugs is, man.
Oh, my God. $390.
Hey, seeing how much this guy here has spent on Pokemon stuff, yeah, I know how potent it can be.
Here's the thing, is that, like, Pokemon,
like, that
cartridges, they don't lose their value.
Yeah.
They're always worth something, and if somebody is desperate enough for, like,
a green version in it,
you can get a shiny Mew off this one or something,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll go out of their way to find it.
But it ain't a mobile game, and you know how people is addicted to
They're
the mobile
crazy.
Games.
All right.
That's
bananas. Pokemon was the first mobile game, okay?
That is not true.
Up next. Disney's The Emperor's New Groove on PS1, disc only, versus Halo 3 and Halo Reach for Xbox 360. Which one sold?
I feel like this is a trick question. This feels like a trick question. Because it feels like we should go, like, no, it's insane. Why would the first one
You're
sell for more?
You're getting in our
more?
Heads, Joe.
I think you are.
Okay.
I'm going to go with The Emperor's
really
New Groove.
Don't know what we're dealing with here,
I'm
man.
Also going to, and I'm assuming it's someone who played it as a kid, and that was like their game. One weird dude just had to have it.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I remember some weird trivia about, like, why it had to be recalled or something. Okay. I don't know.
Norris, what do you say?
Maybe it's something like that.
I'll go with these guys.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Disney's Emperor's New Groove sold for $7.89.
No.
Halo 3 and Halo Reach for Xbox 360 sold for $5.
Yes!
All right.
Good job, guys.
Oh, man. We outthought you on that one.
All right.
Hold on.
PogChamp.
There you go.
Yeah. There it is.
A Sony PSP Go White modded with 7,000 games. Or a Sony PS4 500 GB with Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh.
That's tough.
That is tough. 7,000 games is a lot.
And you know what? Those fetas are getting harder and harder to find.
They are, right. Yes, that is true. However, they could be like 7,000 iterations of Pac-Man.
They
could be.
Because
I've seen that kind of garbage before.
Yeah, the 64,001 games where it's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
I'm going to go with the PS4.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Vita.
There's no Vita. PSP Go?
PSP.
Oh, it's a PSP?
PSP Go with 7,000 games modded on it.
Oh.
Yeah, then never mind. I'm gonna go with the PS4.
Okay, and Robbie?
Since Nate's normally wrong, I'm gonna go with the PSP.
All right, the PSP Go with 7,000 games went for $219.99.
That actually sounds fairly
reasonable.
The PS4 went for $175.87. Robbie, you're correct.
Boom.
How?
That's correct.
That's current tech.
I know. Yep. Opposite of Nate.
Did you say whether the PS4 was new or used?
The listing didn't say.
The listing didn't.
Robbie, you have the right of this.
Yeah. The one that I've gotten wrong so far was the same one that he said.
You're right.
That hurt a little bit. Yeah. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on the Fanatic in Philadelphia, as well as everyone listening on ESPN Pittsburgh. We're currently playing a brand new game called The Better Bargain. Joe's got two listings on eBay that have completed, and we're trying to guess which one sold for more.
And that's the important reminder, is that these things have all sold. These aren't what people are asking for them.
Right.
All right, up next, Unreal Tournament 2003 for PC.
I played a lot of that game.
Or The Legend of Spyro, The Eternal Knight for PS2.
Okay, what was the first one again?
Unreal Tournament 2003 for PC.
Ooh.
I played a lot of that game. However, I feel like you could actually crack that software fairly easily.
I was about to say, I'm almost absolutely sure I've seen cracked versions of that.
Yeah.
People go crazy for some Spyro.
Spyro. I'm going to go with Spyro.
I'm going to go with Spyro, too.
I'm going to go with Spyro.
Just to have the other
Don't
side.
Don't pick Spyro.
Just to have the other side, I'm going to go with Unreal.
It'll just change to being
wrong. It will.
The Legend of Spyro, The Eternal Knight went for $23.74.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and no. Unreal Tournament 2003 sold for 99 cents.
Whoa!
Oh, I thought you were going to say dollars.
No.
Oh,
99
bro,
cents.
Bro, I was about to bug out.
Oh, wow.
99 cents?
99 cents. Well, yeah, because it was, I think I was right. It is easily crackable.
You can get it for free now.
It's free now.
I think they actually just gave it away for three, or for free at some point.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe that's it.
All right, up next, we've got a Super Nintendo Super Metroid display box and inserts. No game, just the box and the inserts.
The box and the inserts.
Or okay. A Pokemon Go Safari Zone ticket for Singapore Sentosa.
What is that?
I assume they did a safari, or they're doing a Safari Zone event in Singapore.
In Singapore.
That's my assumption.
What is it, plane fare to Singapore? What?
No, it's just the ticket to get into the event.
Oh.
Remember like when they did the thing in Chicago?
Right, okay. All right.
I'm going to go with the Singapore Go ticket.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Metroid.
All right. Norris?
Metroid.
All right.
Oh, no!
You went with Nate.
All right. The Super Metroid display box and inserts with no game was $34.
Mm.
And the Pokemon Go Safari Zone ticket was $27.99.
Oh, that one!
Yeah!
Boom.
All right. Nice.
It seems like the bottom is really falling out on the whole Pokemon Go interest.
You know why? It's because I know a lot of people who own Super Metroid but don't have a box.
All right. This one is one of my favorites. An unused $50 Steam code or Star Citizen's Asperia Glaive upgrade.
I'm definitely going to go with Star Citizen because the people who are buying into that crap have no sense of the value of a dollar.
Yeah, I was about to say, so the I'm sure very lovely but seemingly unscrupulous people of Star Citizen, I'm going to go with Star Citizen.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the less unscrupulous one here and say the apparently unused Steam gift card code.
allegedly.
Yeah,
so unused Steam code.
The theoretically unused $50 Steam code sold for $44.
Makes sense.
The Star City and Asperia Glaive upgrade sold for $58.
Boom.
Boo indeed.
Boom.
Right. Last one.
All right. One more.
A Philips CDI Model 205 with seven games.
Wow.
A Philips CDI or an Atari.
Does the listing specify whether it works?
Yes, it said it does work.
Wow.
Or
he kept that in a clean room.
An Atari 7800 with 16 games.
Ooh. Oh, this is legitimately hard.
This is very hard. I had to check it because the Philips CDI with seven games, I was like, that might be the whole library, actually. I'm not sure.
I'm going to go with the Philips just off straight sheer rarity.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm inclined to also go with the Philips because that is some very rare stuff right there.
Watch it beat Atari.
I'll take the other side of it and
it's
go Atari.
Atari.
The Philips CDI sold for $200.
And the Atari
7800. That's way less, by the way, than I was thinking in my head.
I think that's way less than it MSRP'd for.
Probably.
Anyway, the Atari 7800 went for $134.95.
We were right!
So the Philips
All right.
Now
I
it's
like
go pick what Robbie picks.
That's right. All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Were you able to guess any of these correctly? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.